Britain and Japan both nix the narrative. January 20, 2022. By Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake Alaska. People have been waiting for the domino to take down the big lie. Britain's announcement that mandates, mask mania, and vax passports are not going to be part of Britain's future came today, with Boris Johnson appearing briefly before Parliament to make the public disclosure and being met with applause. Japan's action exiting the weird world of media caused delusion came a couple weeks earlier and without much fanfare. They simply banned all the hoopla and slapped a myocarditis warning on all remaining supplies. Britain and Japan join Spain and several other countries, mostly small but wise African nations, that saw the light and smelled the rats much earlier on. And now, it's just a matter of time before the rest of the world shakes awake and rejects the whole pandemic narrative. That said, it's too little and too late. Hundreds of thousands have already died and hundreds of thousands more will die because of this madness. Someone has to pay for that. The politicians can't be allowed to shrug and pawn it off on their politicized scientific advisors. They all have cause to know that health, even public health, is a subject beyond the reach of any constitution, or any private work-for-hire contract. The courts have, on average, performed better than one might expect, having quashed many of the most oppressive overreaches of the politicians. One might suspect that their fear of the public has been aroused, which is a good thing. The military, as usual, has insisted on viewing the world through a fisheye lens, with everything distorted into endless arguments about the limits of military power and the rights of corporations to impose their private policies and laws on their employees in defiance of the public law of this country. Does any such corporate omnipotence right exist? No, it does not. And that is another big question arising from the big lie that needs to be answered with a cannonade and 21-gun salvo right up the rumps of all the petty bureaucrats who stood by and took part in this horrifying debacle. The military, at least the Marine Corps, seems to be genuinely confused about the rejection of their religious exemption claims. They should assign a few people to read my archives. Then they would learn that when they join the military they waive their constitutional guarantees and if they don't serve notice of their return to their birthright political status after their tour is done, they remain obligated to obey federal code and have no access to the constitutional guarantees they fought for. Nice, huh? But there is this much to say, there is a silver lining to being abused as underpaid mercenaries and misidentified as British territorials for 160 years. Americans know how to fight and once we get a clear view of what motivated the pandemic and who is responsible for it, the end of this sordid chapter of our history is sure.